Today, we want to focus on this idea. Prayer combined with fasting can strengthen our faith and help us overcome sin, sickness, disease, failure, poverty, inferiority, and depression. See, we can learn from the people in the Bible how to use prayer and fasting to win battles, and that's what they did from Genesis to Revelation. They always had a lifestyle of fasting. And if you have a lifestyle of fasting, you don't have to stop and fast every time you pray because you're already fasted up. That's why I have a lifestyle of fasting. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, it says, "Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction." A lot of people believe you just throw the Old Testament into the garbage. That is not the case. We learn by example from what happened to these people. The stories about fasting in the Old Testament were written to show us that fasting works. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us." The Old Testament was written, the only book they had was the Old Testament. And it says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." We might have hope. No matter how bad the situation is, we have hope that if we pray and fast and seek the face of God, it will make a difference. That's our hope. And then the stories of those who received victory through fasting give us hope that we might receive victory ourselves. When we see what happened here in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, when people fasted, when we see what happened to them, then I can at least believe it can happen for me. If God's people in the Old Testament won their battles through prayer and fasting, so can I. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, "All Scripture." What was all Scripture when this was written? The Old Testament. There wasn't a New Testament. Of course, it applies to the New Testament now. All Scripture is God-breathed or is inspired and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Verse 17, "So that the man of God or the woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." If you meditate on the miracles in the Old Testament and the New, if you meditate on the Scriptures and listen to what they had to say and believe what is written here, you can receive victory just like they did. All Scripture is God-breathed, inspired, what it means, as it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting. So these Scriptures are useful for teaching on fasting. Verse 17, "So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." If you don't spend time in this book and do what it says and follow the recommendations, you're not going to be blessed the way you want to. "So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You see, the teachings and testimonies about fasting help equip us for every good work. When I began to really, truly fast and pray based on these Scriptures, God began to give me wisdom and revelation. In Matthew 8, 16, and 17 is one of them that I just preached on a while ago. And he began to reveal things to me because I was doing the Word. Reading the Word, praying over the Word, meditating on the Word, speaking the Word. The Bible shows that fasting produces great miracle working men and women of God. Fasting, praying, and the Word produce miracle working faith. Tom Key was the 9/11 director for Knoxville and managed Al Gore's campaign during Gore's successful Senate run. He had enemies because he had been a policeman. You can make a few enemies that way. And he was involved in politics. And so he had people that was looking for an opportunity to get him. And he and his wife, Sharon, got into a family argument in Gatlinburg. Police were called. And nothing violent happened, but you know what happens when you call the police. Yay, somebody's going to be in trouble. And his political enemies used this as a reason to fire him from 911. And he put the thing on, established it. So this nearly destroyed their marriage. At that time, Sharon actually heard about our praying and fasting and called and wanted to know if they could come. And so they came. So they came here during the 21 days of praying and fasting, right in the middle, like just like right now. Except it was way years ago. We weren't in this building even. And they rededicated their lives to the Lord, and God totally healed their marriage. I mean, God has worked miracle after miracle through this time of praying and fasting. And that's why I preach it. That's why I teach it. That's why I encourage you to come to all these meetings. If you don't have any problems, you're a perfect Christian, you never get sick, you never have any job problems, never have any family problems, then you don't need it. But if that's not true, you need to be here. You need to be a part of this. Tom became a powerful Christian, and he sang right here in the church, but every Sunday morning he had one of those fantastic voices you ever heard. He was a distant relative to Francis Scott Key, that wrote the Star-Spangled Banner in 1814. He descended of Francis Scott Key. Then St. Jude Hospital hired Tom, and later he was transferred to Ireland. Tom died a few years ago, and I did his funeral, but Sharon still remains a part of this church. Sometimes she just shows up, comes in. But God totally changed their life because of these praying and fasting services. And it'll change ours too. Now let's look at a few things here quickly. Fasting moves the heart of God. I don't care what you're facing, how sad a situation, when you get serious with God, you can move his heart, especially if you get serious enough to fast. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 16. And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God and had made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. You see, we can fast for our rebels. These people have become rebels. And look what happened, verse 18. And I fell down, this is Moses, and I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water. How many of you know that's not a Daniel's fast? I mean, that's getting serious. Because of all your sins, which is you sin in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. So he fasted and prayed for their deliverance and salvation. You can fast and pray for the deliverance and salvation of your family and your friends and your neighbors and those people you work with. In Psalm, look what this says, Psalm 106, verse 23. Therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy him. So this says Moses saved their hides by fasting and praying. Do y'all understand country talk? He saved their hides. Therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen. People say, well, everything's fixed. You can't change it. Well, that says you can. You got to make up your mind who you're going to believe, some preacher or the Bible. Psalm 106, verse 23, that's why I read it so much. I don't you believe in me, I don't you believe in the Bible. Therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Moses turned away the wrath of God and saved this nation through prayer and fasting. That's what it says, what it means. There's no way to deny it. Prayer with fasting moved the heart of God, and he had compassion on Israel. I believe he can have compassion on this nation if we'll really fast and pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves with fasting and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will he hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. When it says they humble themselves, almost every time it says they humble themselves with fasting. Tom Key invited J.C., a friend that he had that came from Iran, and he was here at UT. And he brought this Muslim to church during the fast services. And he was sitting right over there, right in front of Susan, so in that area. And when the altar was called, J.C. raised his hand to get saved. I said, wow, that Muslim raised his hand. And he came up, got saved. And he testified later that when he came up, the devil was telling him, you're Muslim, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're a Muslim. And I went down and laid my hands on him, and I didn't feel anything or see anything. But he said, when I laid my hands on him, the devil just took off. And then he knew he was saved. And I was telling the story later. I said, J.C. raised his hand. He was sitting in church, and he got transferred to Atlanta as an architect, whatever, and I don't remember the position, but he became an architect. He got his training here at UT, moved to Atlanta, and now he works with an Iranian church there. But he said in church that Sunday, and I said, J.C. raised his hand to get saved. He said, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. No, I didn't. Hey, you don't argue with me. I'm the pastor. You raised your hand. I saw you. I didn't raise my hand. Finally, he said, somebody was sitting beside me and raised my hand for me. And there was nobody sitting by him. It was Jesus. You're in the right place. People fasting and praying. Fasting helps us hear from God. How many want to hear from God? 2 Corinthians chapter 20, verse 3, Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. Three separate armies came against him, and he knew he didn't have a fighting chance. His only chance was fasting and praying and believing God. Then, in verse 14, then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah. When you start fasting and praying and seeking God, believe that God's going to speak to you. And whatever he says, take it to the bank. If he drops a scripture in your heart this morning, take that scripture and memorize it and quote it the rest of your life. Verse 15, and he said, listen, this is the prophet. And he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Some of you today need to hear that. You need to hear God say, you can quit worrying about this. I've got it. And when he says, I got it, then you believe he's got it. Can you say amen? You stand in faith and praise God and believe he's got it. Verse 16, tomorrow go down against them. He said, you got the victory, but you got to show up. A lot of times we want to be lazy. We want God to do everything. He says, no, I've already won the battle for you, but you got to show up to fight. Tomorrow go down against them. You see, as a result of their praying and fasting, God spoke to them. They had a word. They knew they'd already won. The battle's not yours. It's God's. Verse 22, when they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the son of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, all three of them, who had come against Judah, so they were routed. They got in a fight with each other, started killing each other. And he says, when they began singing and praising. Well, they were singing and praising, and that's what brought the victory. No, what brought the victory was a word from God through praying and fasting. And when they went to battle, they were thanking and praising God that already won. That's important. You know, when you know you've got that victory, it's time to start praising God and worshiping God and thanking God as if it already happened. Even if it hadn't already happened, it's happening here, and you praise God for it because it's the same thing. Because it's happening because God put it in there. It's going to happen. Amen. If you don't doubt it. That's why you got to have the shield of faith, knock down those fiery darts of doubt. Amen. You reject that doubt. Don't ever speak that doubt with your mouth. How do I know? I learned that the hard way. I don't have time to tell it now. When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the son of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. You see, they began to praise God and thank God as if it was already done, and it wasn't done quite yet. But as they approached the battle, they began singing and praising to the Lord, and God set ambushes, it says, against the enemy, and they killed each other. When Israel arrived, the battle had already been won. They didn't have to fight. That's the kind of winning I like to have, is when I don't even have to fight. But I still have to show up. Verse 23, their enemy, help to destroy one another. Verse 23, they help to destroy one another. You see, in response to prayer and fasting, God gave them a faith-building word. And that's what I'm expecting today and every night you're involved in these services, that God's going to give you a faith-building word for healing and deliverance and miracles, whatever you need, blessings on your job, blessings on your career, blessings on your family, blessings on your kids. And when you get that revelation, that no-so, that peace, you hear him say, I got it. I got this under control. I got you back. However he speaks to you, then you start thanking God and praising God and worshiping God as if it's already done, because it is. Once it's here. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You confess what God has dropped in your heart. Faith comes only by the hand of God touching your heart or using his scripture to touch your heart. Jesus said, my word is spirit and life. When you meditate on the word of God, that spirit and life going into your spirit. But I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to meditate on the Word. That's why you don't have any time, because the devil's stealing your time, because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. How do I know that? Because I've been there, done that. Their enemies helped destroy each other. When they acted on the Word and went to the battle, praising God and thanking God as if it already done, they received victory. The Lord set ambushes against the enemy, and they killed each other. The Bible says faith without action is dead. If you really believe it, you're going to act on it. Well, you believe God healed you, like, I don't know. Well, put a little weight on it. Come on, move it. And a lot of people won't move. I just go pray for the next one. If you believe God healed it, check it out. Act on it. Yes, amen. That's what I do. It works. And then God's people fasted for protection. God can protect. And you know, we live in one of the most evil days ever. And evil people everywhere, not just that. I mean, an airplane can fall out of heaven, fall out of the skies and hit you in the head. We live in dangerous times. Number one, fasting moves the heart of God. Fasting helps us hear from God. And number three, God's people fasted for protection. God can protect you every day of your life. And with some of these drivers around here, you need to pray for protection every time you get in your car. You especially got to watch out for some of these crazy preacher drivers. I drive by faith. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. They were returning to Israel from exile. It says, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God. And here you go. He says, humble ourselves. What with fasting? It actually says it. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves. How? With fasting. They fasted to humble themselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for us, for our little ones, and for all our possessions. There was bandits and thieves all the way to Jerusalem, and they would have asked for soldiers, but he had been bragging to the king how God protects his people. And so he was embarrassed to go to the king and ask for soldiers to protect him. So he prayed, fasted, and trusted God. And guess what? God got him all the way there. Safely, so that the king could see that God protects his people when they seek him. Verse 23, so we fasted and sought our God. We humbled ourselves with fasting and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened to our entreaty. You think maybe you need to be seeking God for his protection for you and your family and your loved ones? Well, I don't have any reason to fast. Maybe you do and don't know it. You don't know what the devil has planned for tomorrow. According to this, when we fast and pray, he listens. Listen one more time. So we fasted and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened. Almighty God listens to you when you really get serious about praying. And it's about praying and meditating on the Word. But when you throw fasting in the mix, it shows God you're serious. Verse Verse 31, and the hand of our God was over us, and he delivered us from the band of the from the hand of the enemy and the ambushes. By the way, every time they tried to ambush us, God delivered us. Instead of asking for soldiers, they prayed with fasting, and God sent his angels to protect them. Doesn't say he sent angels, but he protected them. And God protected them from thieves and bandits along the way to Jerusalem. God's people fasted for protection. You can be protected. Then number four on my list here, fasting enables God's people to win in spiritual warfare. You're in a spiritual warfare whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not. And when you start praying, all those negative thoughts come from the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, you have temptation, but the devil can multiply it to the point you feel like you cannot resist. That's demonic. And you can win that spiritual battle. Fasting enabled God's people to win in spiritual warfare. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. When the angel continued, Daniel had been fasting 21 days without any response from heaven. But he kept right on fasting, kept right on praying, kept right on seeking God. Are you getting discouraged? Have you been fasting and praying for something and it's not happening and you feel like giving up? Well, Daniel probably felt like that too, but he didn't. Do not be afraid, the angel said. After 21 days, Daniel no doubt felt like he's been ignored, like I do sometimes, like you do sometimes. Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself by fasting. That's where we get the Daniel's fast from Daniel. And by the way, he's the only one in the Bible I know that did a Daniel's fast. Everybody else did a food fast. He did a food fast too, but he ate something evidently. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself by fasting before your God, your words were heard the first day. The first day you prayed, your words were heard, and I have come to restore and I have come to respond to them. He said, the angel said, God sent me on the first day, but I had a problem. An angel responded to prayer with fasting, but came in slow. Does it seem like your answer is coming slow? Maybe a demon hindering your angel. Look at this. Verse 13. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me. The prince, the demonic prince over Persia, and that guy hadn't retired. He's still there. He's the one still causing all those problems, Iraq, Iran, and that whole area. If you expect the devil to take a vacation to retire, you can forget it. He's not going to. He's going to stay on the job, and you have to hold that shield of faith and keep on going. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, chief angels, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Someone asked me, do you think the king of Persia held that angel, kidnapped that angel? I said, you're out of your mind. One angel killed, 85,000 soldiers? Just one. A human being can't stop an angel? This was a demon spirit, demonic spirit. Because I was detained there, you see, the minute Daniel began to pray, God heard his prayer and sent an angel. However, a demonic spirit tried to prevent the angel from reaching Daniel. There's spiritual warfare going all around you right now, and you don't know what the problem is, but you just keep fasting and praying and believing God, and God will take care of that. And if you discern evil spirits, bind them up and cast them down. Take authority over them. Jesus said, I give you authority. Do you think he was joking? I don't think so. When Daniel began to pray, the angels were activated. While the first angel was engaged in spiritual warfare, a more powerful angel was sent because Daniel did not quit. He did not give up. He kept right on praying and fasting 21 days. You see, warfare is happening all around us right now, but we must stay faithful, standing on the promises, standing on the Word of God, and not blink. The angels won the battle, and Daniel received his answer. So God's people can receive protection through fasting and praying. They can win their spiritual warfare, their battles, when things are, and sometimes you discern depression and oppression and fear and doubt. Demons get right in your face, and you got authority over them, and you can win that through, if you have a lifestyle of fasting, all you got to do is pray and rebuke them.